Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The nation of, I think it was Sweden, if I remember right.
What are they up to?
Well, they think that people will be, they want people to be more careful with their trash. Now, I assumed that this is one of those places where people take care of their stuff. You always hear about it's such a happy area.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it just seems like a place that would be spotless all the time.
One city in Sweden specifically is taking a different approach. The Swedish city of Malmo, I have no idea if I'm saying it right.
They're making you eat all your garbage?
Is taking dirty talk to a new level, because when you put rubbish into the rubbish bins, they talk to you in sexy ways.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
One thing to do.
Snart tillbaka och gör det där igen.
Mm,
tack.
What you just said? Oh, thank you.
Oh, precis där, ja.
How long until we find someone having sex with a garbage can?
Minutes. End of this video?
Yeah.
The translation, oh, right there, yes, and come back soon and do that again. A bit more to the left next time. We're all pre-programmed and Swedish, obviously. The seductive approach is a fresh tactic. Trash cans with voices are not new in Sweden's third largest city that we just heard of for the first time ever.
I know, right? Mm-hmm.
Very worldly.
Yeah.
The sentences are part of a campaign intention to get more people to talk about the dirtiest thing there is, littering. Would this work here?
No.
Well, you don't think so?
No.
Well, it'd be broken in a second, and then it would just stay broken.
I believe, Joe, people would leave the trash on the ground and just open it to make it hear, say, dirty noises.
Yeah, definitely.
Probably. I think here it would be more effective if it was a voice of Oscar the Grouch or something.
Being sexy?
No, not being
Joe, what
sexy.
Would that sound like? Oscar the Grouch being sexy?
Oh, yeah,
being
what would that be? Sexy? No. I don't know what Oscar sounds like.
Yes, you do.
I've only watched a billion episodes of Sesame Street, grew up with it. I can't picture what he sounds like.
A little gruffled. Like Kelly if she were a boy.
Yeah.
Yeah, kind of like Kelly.
Just
or now.
Really dig it out of the back of your throat.
Yeah. What would he sound like being sexy, Joe?
You can dump more than... Is that him?
Yeah, you got it.
You can dump more than just garbage in me. Give it to me, big boy. There's no chance that's what he sounds like.
Now, I know you can do most of the Sesame Street people. What would Big Bird sound like if she was a... Is Big Bird a lady?
No, it's a boy.
If Big Bird is a boy and he was a trash can, what would he sound like being sexy?
You can dump more than just garbage in me, Big Bird sounds boy. Like. I don't know.
Am I the only one getting a boner right now?
I doubt it. What if, Joe, you were hired to be the sexy voice of a trash can? How would you do it?
You can dump more than just garbage in me, big boy.
I thought you'd give it a better effort than that.
Yeah, I thought so, too.
Please me with erections.
Erections of piles of garbage.
Yeah. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. God, that's kind of twisted. Not what I just did, but that, they actually have that in Sweden.
Put your leftover hot dog in me.
Fill me with goo and bees.
Give me your wet meat.
Touch the back wall with your wad of paper.
Don't fold the diaper before you toss it in me.
It's a super devious trash can. Yeah. All sorts of fetishes. Why don't you have your dead grandmother throw it in there? What? What did you just say to me? I'll kill you, trash can.
Punch my can, testes.
Spit farina on your toes and foot me. Yeah.
We look forward to our new trash can overlords.
Yeah. I'm rock hard.
What's the strangest place you found a sex toy? Rachel, you go first.
Gosh. That's actually a really good question. I found like condoms on the ground before, but never a sex toy.
Yeah. Like outside your apartment or?
No.
On campus?
Oh yeah, actually, yeah. We did have an instance where we stuck one of those like suction cup dildos on my friend's front door when we lived out on campus.
And it's
we
the just, right thing to do.
Yeah, we just left it there for a little bit, and we had a lot of people like we could hear people taking pictures of it. But that was us. Like we put it there.
That was fun.
I've never come across one though. I've never met a stray sex toy in the wild.
Right, I haven't either.
I don't believe I have either. No.
No. Condoms, yeah, like you said, used condoms. Porn in the woods.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But never I don't think a sex toy.
No.
I found a dildo in my mom's nightstand one time. I think someone broke in and put it there.
What it tastes like?
Bananas.
Oh, yeah, that's not
I hate the taste of bananas, too.
Ew, it's so nasty.
Daniel's flavor.
Dananas.
You just wrecked Rachel.
Yeah. Well, tell you what. Here's one place you wouldn't expect to find a sex toy.
When you shop with John Jones
Chevrolet,
you'll never.
In Indiana, there's an ad at the beginning of this. Surprise! You'd never
John
expect
John Jones that. Chevy, new and used dildos on the lot. You'll be surprised how many will fit in the glove box of this Silverado.
Yeah, it's a Chevy Silverado, not a Dildorado. No sex toys here.
A lot of you may have heard those old stories that were going around about sex toys being in John Jones.
All right, this story is something else. An Indiana man finds something a little fishy after catching a catfish on the Ohio River.
Oh, no.
John Hoop was fishing near Lawrenceburg, Indiana over the weekend and caught a 20-pound catfish. He realized its stomach was huge and thought it was eggs, but then he pressed on the stomach and realized it was hard. When Hoop cut open the fish, he found a foam ball and an adult toy. He and friends immediately started laughing, but they had to cover his friend's three-year-old daughter's eyes.
She smells like fish.
Wow. The guy just goes, and then in his inner monologue is, how am I going to get that back? It looked to be a decent-sized rubber donger, right?
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
Very decent. Yeah.
I mean, they pixelated it, but we can tell what
filled
it was.
Filled up that catfish.
That baby fish looks weird.
Joe, it's the D-fish that you loved so much from Stella.
It is a D-fish.
That was going to grow into something amazing.
I bet it was one of the ones that worked on that scene, and now it's an out-of-work actor just swimming along in the river.
That's sad. Oh,
it's sad.
Yeah.
It is sad. Why does it have to be that way?
First time that sex toy was in a fish.
Nope. And the fish was in a John Jones Jeep. Joe Jones.
A lot of people writing in about the strange places they found a sex toy on a construction site tied to a tagline hanging from a 300-foot tall crane. Okay.
Wow.
This one, I've never had I've never found a sex toy, but someone threw a tampon at my house. Well, that is disappointing, I guess.
Oh, boy. Wow. That's amazing.
This one, the weirdest place I found a sex toy in the wild was we were exploring a cave, got pretty far into it, and found a bunch of anal beads. We did not use them. I assume so.
Good call.
Mm-hmm.
Pedro's in New Hampshire. He writes, I was in the Marine Corps for a long time. I found a dildo in one of the desks at the duty hut. There's always someone on duty, and I happened to replace a female that morning. Going through the desk looking for keys for something we needed to unlock, found a 10-incher. No one talked about it.
That's where I'd leave it, the shared desk.
the duty desk.
The duty desk. This one, I have a buddy who put a suction cup dildo on his mover's truck above the windshield. In the middle, and the lady driving it that day couldn't reach it, so she had to drive around with it, slapping the roof in the breeze.
I remember one time I was buying a dildo for the show, and I put it on the inside of my windshield just for funsies, because it looked funny while it bounced up and down, and I was filming, and then I realized that this lady had pulled up right beside me, and I looked over, and she was so
turned on.
Yeah, like, you know, emotionally damaged.
Could someone have called the cops on you for public obscenity?
This isn't a dildo. This is a microphone, is what I would have had to say.
And it was used in that fashion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I wonder.
I'm taking this across the pond.
That's a penis.
No, it's a microphone.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.